Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, good evening, Facebook family. Welcome to another episode of Post Daily Dose with me, your trusted parenting advisor, faithful guide and servant on the healing journey. What's my name? Big Papa Brian Post. So this evening, I am at the Arts Festival in downtown Oklahoma City. So maybe you guys can hear some of the music. You definitely see all the crowd of folks back there. And it's just a really cool opportunity for people to get together and hang out. And there's food. And, you know, Big Papa loves to eat. So there's food and there's music and all kinds of good stuff. But what it really reminds me of is your right hemisphere of your brain, which is your emotional side of your brain, but it's also your side of your brain for creativity. And research has shown that as we get older, we actually move further from our right hemisphere and more to our left hemisphere. And that's why as we get older, we have a tendency to get a lot less emotional as opposed to more emotional, as opposed to, you know, like your children in comparison. Your children would probably cry, you know, once a day, once every other day, two or three times a week. How often do you actually, you know, have those, that level of access to emotions? Not usual. So when we get older, we move more and more out of that hemisphere. Hey, Brian and Kendra, we move more and more out of that hemisphere into our left hemisphere, which is our rational cognitive brain. And so it's so important to nurture that right hemisphere of your brain for your children in a couple different reasons. Number one, the right hemisphere of your brain is the part of your brain that's directly connected to your body. The left hemisphere really technically sits out here by itself. The right hemisphere dictates to the left hemisphere of the brain, and it's also through the right hemisphere is where you have access to trauma. Well, that's why children have a tendency to be so emotional. Number one is they haven't spent the time to actually move into the left hemisphere. But number two, because that trauma and those emotional experiences are so much on the surface of their being that they're just prone to more emotion. So when you're actually nurturing the creative side of your child's brain, just like the creative side of you, and you're tapping into that emotional side, you're actually creating the opportunity and the window for a lot of trauma integration to occur that you may not have even known was present or didn't even know that that's what was happening. In play, for instance, you know, let's say if we took, oh, there's a group of girls right here, right now. And let me see if you can see them. Where do they go? Okay, so right there in the orange, they're actually dancing and jumping around. What? Just the fact that they're dancing and jumping around can help them integrate any kind of shock trauma that may be in their systems. A lot of times shock occurs because we encounter a helpless, overwhelming situation. And then what happens is your cellular system constricts. When your cellular system constricts, you're unable to move. And that's why some animals will just fall over and then eventually they'll start shaking. Well, that's shock trauma working through their systems. So these young ladies could be having fun, but in reality, one of them who's experienced overwhelm and shock could actually be releasing just through movement. You're all familiar with art therapy. You've heard of dance therapy. You've heard of equine programs. So see, all these nurture the right hemisphere and the creativity. And the creativity and the right hemisphere are all tied into the trauma sources in our brain, the trauma centers in our brain. And so it just opens up a great opportunity for children and adults alike to be able to work through pain and to be able to work through challenges that maybe they haven't been able to work through before. And so I just want to encourage you. Oh, one more thing before I go. Alan Shore, you've heard me reference him time and time again, author of Affect Regulation and the Origin of the Self. Cheryl says, I must be right-brained. I cry. I'm pretty right-brained too, Cheryl. Alan Shore says that one of the mainstays in therapy for a therapist, an essential practice of the therapist in a session, is to connect their right hemisphere with the right hemisphere of the patient. And you create an alignment, a synchronicity, if you will, where you're able to sync up emotionally with the person sitting in front of you. And that's what's really important for parents is to, sometimes I look at this, I'm like, am I going bald? I'm really not. I have a whole lot of hair, and I guess it's just the way I pull. Isn't that interesting? Big Papa can be so vain sometimes. So you're connected when you're really present. This is what it really comes down to. When you're really present and you're really mindful with your child and you're in the moment, that's right hemisphere syncing up. And that is where you're in the optimal state of attunement and alignment with one another. And it's just where magic happens. It's where you really feel good, you really feel connected. So Big Papa says, nurture your creative side, play, dance, listen to music, laugh, make time for joy. You know, put yourself and put your children in environments where you guys can relax and have a good time with one another. And not only does that release oxytocin, but it can create those windows and those opportunities to work through some of that trauma and some of that pain that may not have been worked through before. So God bless you. Big Papa loves you. And have a fantastic evening. Remember, in any given situation, we always have two choices. We can continue to react from our same imprints of stress and overwhelm or fear. Or we can stop, we can take 3 to 10 deep breaths, and we can choose love. We'll see you tomorrow.